Mark chapter 5, verses 33 to 34. In verse 32, you remember Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it, who had touched him. And he called the woman out. "Who's done it?" he said. "Who touched me?" He'd asked for her. And then verse 33, "Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.'" Mark chapter 5, verses 33 and 34. Here we have this interview between Christ and the woman. I'll call it an interview. Let's look at the woman first of all. Let's see her trembling, afraid, nervous, frightened. And she falls at Jesus' feet. And she knows what's been done in her. Of course she knows what's been done in her. She knew that she'd been healed. She knew that she was better. She felt it. She was better. And she told him everything. It's a lovely picture, is it not? Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. What a wonderful picture, brother and sister, for believers. Here is the King of Kings. Here is the mighty God, incarnate, yes. Come as a man, in flesh, yes. But nevertheless, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And yet, this poor, trembling woman, afraid, cured from her disease, trembling before the Savior. Lovely picture of this woman. What an encouragement to us. I hope I can take it. I want to take it. I hope I will take it. That to feel that I can come to my Savior and have this kind of intimate relationship with him, to know him. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. That's the song we used to sing. May God bless that kind of spirit to us. Unbeliever, you don't know what you're missing. The Lord Jesus Christ is not some kind of academic study. It's a personal relationship. This woman looking around, Jesus looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what happened to her, came and fell at his feet. What a place to be. And trembling with fear, told him the whole truth, opened her heart to him. People say to me, "I don't know what to say." You don't know what to say? Just say whatever's in your heart. Tell him the whole truth. And then Christ's final word to her, "Daughter," he said. Well, lovely. There's a spiritual relationship for you. Your faith has healed you. Not that your faith has been the cause of it, of course. It's not the basis of it. We're not saved by our faith in the sense of the cause or the reason for it. Christ is the Savior. Christ cured this woman. But faith is the means. It's by believing that we receive this salvation. And what concern and what care and what compassion and what love Christ shows to her. Daughter. Daughter. What a lovely word. Faith. Not the basis, I say, but the means. Your faith, you're healed now. Now go in peace. Now there's a lovely word. It's one of the loveliest words you could have. Is it not the loveliest? Peace. Peace like a river. Peace I give unto you. And be freed. Liberty. Released. Freedom. Be free from your suffering. Oh, this woman had proved the text, Psalm 50, verse 15. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will heal you. Well, why was all this done? Well, it's spiritually for me. Is it for you, brother and sister? I hope it is. Is it for you, unbeliever? Is it to show you what can be yours if you will only come to the Savior? It will be yours if you come to know him. It's for Jairus. Think what Jairus must have thought. Here's this woman. Okay, I want to get to my daughter. What an encouragement to him on the way to see this woman cured and restored like this. What a word to the crowd. What a word to us today. What a word to you. What a word now, my friend, to you, if you will only believe. Well, let me close with some words of Isaac Watts. Dearest of all the names above, my Jesus and my God, who can resist thy heavenly love or trifle with thy blood? 'Tis by the merits of thy death the Father smiles again, 'Tis by thine interceding breath the Spirit dwells with men. Till God in human flesh I see, my thoughts no comfort find. The holy, just, and sacred three are terrors to my mind. But if Emmanuel's face appear, my hope, my joy begin. His name forbids my slavish fear, and grace removes my sin. While Jews on their own law rely, and Greeks of wisdom boast, I love the incarnate mystery, Christ, and there I fix my trust. Do you, my friend? I hope you do. Fix your trust on Christ, and Christ alone. Amen.